and welcome to another episode of Truth Serum, your daily dose of truth, debunking BS realities and illusions we have subscribed to. My name is Melissa Binkley, and I am your host. I am a soul, life, and business strategist. My mission is to show you how to transform your life and business by bridging science and spirituality and debunking the current belief systems that have us all trapped, so that we can learn to walk the path of surrender and grace instead of fear and control. It is time to raise social, sustainable, conscious awareness and spirituality and create a conscious revolution. And we need more leaders like you, healers, creatives, artists, light workers, to really tap into their intuitive intelligence and create global impact with their mission. By connecting with other amazing love leaders, we will reach 1 billion and create a shift in the world. Today, our love leader that we welcome is Missy Garcia. And Missy is a keynote speaker, an author, and a passionate wellness advocate. Missy is driven to help women to break the mold of social norms and actively pursue the lives they truly desire, lives that are authentic, to lead them as individuals and are limited and aren't limited by fear or circumstance. Missy was trained as a nurse and had her mind open to the idea of a more natural lifestyle during a holistic nursing program. But it wasn't until she became pregnant with her daughter in 2010 that her true holistic journey began. During this time, Missy needed to find an alternative income stream that would support her family. She began to work as a network marketer and a wellness advocate for doTERRA oils. If you guys know me, I love doTERRA. So this became a profitable entrepreneurial journey and pushed her out of her shell as a self-proclaimed introvert into leadership roles that challenged and transformed her. Missy was confronted with the reality that she was living a life that was somewhat removed from her full potential and sought ways to break through fear, insecurity, and the obstacles of life circumstances and find freedom and authenticity. Welcome, Missy. I'm so excited to talk to you today and having you join us.
I'm really excited too. I'm excited to see where our conversation goes.
Oh, me too. First off, I have to say I love doTERRA oils. I'm in somebody's downline and I don't know what I do, but I just eat the stuff up and take it all over the world and travel with it.
Oh my gosh. Yeah. I'm totally loaded up right now too. So
I love that you love doTERRA oils. And I think that it's such a, and that you're somebody that is building that business and that you've integrated that into your life. So I love finding commonalities with people. So welcome to the show. And what shot of truth serum do you want to deliver to our audience? What BS reality do you want to debunk or demystify?
Something that has really come up for me in the past year as my own journey has really expanded my own like sexuality and my own healing within my sexuality. And I've talked to so many women that are where I was and are so disconnected from their womanhood and from their sexuality. And so that's something that's been really passionate, like something that's been passionate about me to really talk and really debunk. Because I think, you know, especially like you and I, we live a very holistic type lifestyle. And it's really easy for us to go into the health aspect of things and change things health-wise, which is extremely important, what we're eating and what we're putting into our bodies, those sort of things. And then we like look at the mindset and those sort of, but I think oftentimes we forget about a huge piece of the pie, which is our sexuality, which makes us up into the human beings that we are. And we just kind of like push it down. Nah, I don't really want to deal with that one. And so that's something that has been a passion of mine to explore myself personally and be able to educate others on as well as I, you know, advance with my own knowledge and training with it.
Yeah, you know, I think that sexuality has in some arenas become such a taboo conversation, which is kind of, it's funny, right? Because we live in a society where you watch the news and the TV and it's all this overexposure to sexuality, all this overexposure to this sexual presence. But then when it comes to true sexuality, and I mean, I was watching an experience, I was at a LGBTQ film festival last week, and it was talking about there was this experience they're talking about, like 50% of women have never had an orgasm.
Yeah,
like, nobody's talking about that shit, right? Like,
like I know
our shot of truth serum today is we're going to debunk and demystify the ideas behind women's sexuality and the ability to be able to talk and be open about it with each other, because we've got to take off the restraints that have been put on us. Like restraints, since we're talking about sexuality, but otherwise the restraints that have been put on us from being able to open up and be truthful about that.
Absolutely. Yeah. I think it's, you know, like you said, we see it everywhere. I mean, the marketing world is basically around sexuality and around, you know, everywhere. But when it comes to us actually exploring that and talking about it and even having conversations like this, automatically a lot of people go into the resistance mode and like, no, I'm not going to go there. I'm not going to talk about that. And everything's fine. And, you know, with my business, I talk to so many women and help coach them in their business. And a lot of our life and business happens a lot behind the scenes, right? And if we're not happy in our life, then things are not going to be progressing too much in our business. So I go into those areas with it. And there's so many women that, you know, haven't had orgasms or they haven't even been intimate with their partner in months or years. Yeah. And, you know, for me, I grew up in a broken household. My husband grew up in a broken household. And, you know, if I can help, you know, a couple people to be able to rekindle and stay connected and be able to flourish, then, you know, it's just saving a lot of, you know, heartbreak for many people.
So. Absolutely. And on top of that, I believe that our squashing of sexuality and our hidden, like even just the idea of like breastfeeding is considered, you know, like open breastfeeding in our society is considered bad. Like that's part of squashing this need for embodiment of sexuality. And it's showing up in America's rape culture, you know,
and that's
where we got, similar but different stories in the fact that I had sexual trauma. I was raped. I was molested when I was younger. And, you know, I'd love for you to kind of share your, you know, what brought you to this experience? Because Missy and I are both co-authors in a book that's coming out on September 26th. It's called Women Who Inspire. And each of us tell a story from our hearts about something that's happened in our lives that helps us inspire others to create change in their lives. And I read Missy's chapter and I connected on it so many levels. I actually had some tears in my eyes when I was reading it because it was so many in deep levels, my story about not wanting to say anything and the fear and then coming out years later and the truth. So I would love for you to share about how you came to this idea of sharing about sexuality, because I think it's deeply connected into your chapter of the book that we share a part of.
Yeah. When I came to what I wanted to share in the book, it was hard for me to even get to that place. I knew that I was called to share my story, but it came, you know, it was so vulnerable and I still even get the jiggles knowing that everyone's going to read this about me because it was something that I hid for so long. Mm-hmm. And I was in a relationship when I was 16 and he was very manipulative and it was a power struggle. I was trying to break free of this, you know, verbally abusive relationship. And he put his power over me and how he did that was basically he raped me. And in that moment, I lost a huge piece of who I was and who I knew at that time. And I really disconnected to myself as a woman and really just put my sexuality aside because it became so fearful for me. And I created such a story around that. It's, you know, there's fear in sexuality and there's fear in being a sexual person and it's not safe. And so I disconnected myself from that. And I literally didn't tell really anybody. There's a couple of people that knew, and it wasn't until I, you know, was having anxiety attacks with my now husband when it came to us, you know, having sex, that I had to finally kind of like, this is why this is happening. And this is what has happened to me. And I still hid it though. I still pretended that it didn't exist and I still pretended that it didn't affect me and it wasn't that big of a deal. And I still shoved it aside until I no longer could because it just kept on knocking on my door. Like, hello, 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 I'm here. You need to deal with this. And it was like, no, no. But then finally, when another woman shared her story, I no longer could hold it back. And I realized how much that it had affected me and how much it was currently affecting me. And that's what led to me finally being able to have the courage to talk about it, to heal from it, to take the actions that I needed to move forward. And That's why I share my story, because I know so many women hide from it or pretend it didn't happen or pretend it didn't affect them. And if I could help one woman be able to start their journey for their healing and their acceptance, then that's my purpose of sharing my story right there.
Thank you so much for sharing. Yeah. And I agree with you in that space of saying if we can help one woman, if we can help one person. And that's really what Truth Serum is all about, is we have lived in a society where we are, one of the sentences or one of the things that really caught me in your story that you said is, when I was numb, I didn't have to sit with the anger, pain, and unworthy and insignificant feelings. And we live in this spiritual bypass world right now where you're supposed to pretend and just numb everything. Well, it doesn't exist. It didn't happen. It didn't, you know, this, think positive thoughts and the world will be okay. And it's, you know, and how do we do that? We end up numbing with drugs or alcohol or with pretend meditation, or like, you know, even spiritual practices can turn into this numbing sensation because we're just pushing things down so deep. And what happens when you push things down so deep, and I'm sure you see this as a wellness advocate with doTERRA's, then it manifests in the physical body. So The universe says, hello, okay, you're gonna numb me, you're not gonna pay attention to me, you're not gonna work through this, you're not gonna allow me to grieve and have this anger or whatever it is and come out, then I'm gonna show up in some other way. So then we have to go and physically fix the body. We have to go and fit, you know, do all these other things. And then as that starts to heal, then all the other stuff on the inside starts to come up. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And so with you and with the numbing experience, what was it for you? Because it, you know, with that closure and that numbing, I believe that everybody has a moment or a time or, that drop you to the knees moment or something that finally gets you to a point where you're like, I say it's not enough. Or, I mean, I've had enough that there's gotta be something more. Like I call it the coming to Jesus moment, where you're like, okay, I'm on my knees and I don't know what else to do. And I can't be in the numbness anymore because there's no life here either, but there's gotta be something greater. Did you have a moment like that for yourself?
Yeah, I think mine was progressive. So as I started to deal with so many things, so many aspects of my life that were numbing me, and I would kind of shed light. And then there was this one aspect that, the sexual trauma that I didn't want to really shed light on it. But because there's all the other things that were lifted, there was nothing holding it down anymore, it seemed. Mm.
Yeah.
So it was like, okay, you dealt with all these other things, but I'm still here. And this is the big one that, you know, and when I heard that story, I mean, I grieved. Like I really started grieving for myself, and I was in bed for probably at least like 5 days to a week in bed, just like allowing myself that time to heal and allowing myself to stay in that, like, just to feel it, to feel what I didn't allow myself to feel as a 16-year-old girl when I pretended that it didn't matter. It was almost like I went back into that state and I just allowed it to come through and allowed to finish the process instead of stopping it with the emotional process, I mean, of it, instead of pretending.
Yeah.
And so that was kind of my moment with that one. And
that feels like a release, like a surrender, like you just finally surrendered to, okay, this experience. Yeah.
I finally like surrendered to it. And that's when I told my mom, who I'm so close with, I never even told her that this had happened. And that was the hardest thing for me to tell her. Cause you know, of course she broke down crying. And, so it was hard. It was hard telling the people that I love, my brothers, my dad, and so that was a hard part.
Yeah, well, and so there's two ways with that experience, because I went through the same thing where after I was raped, I told my best friend, and then that next morning I went to play normal basketball. Like I had a game the next day, and I went in and I just couldn't function, and so I told my basketball coach. He was my closest and dearest, you know, the closest person I had to me, and I told him, and he says, you have to tell I lived with my grandparents, your grandparents. And I was like, no, I can't. I don't want to tell them. And And he forced me. I mean, you know, he said, no, really, you need to tell them. And I trusted him so much that I told him. But then I experienced what was called the second rape. Whereas it was my grandparents were from the old school. I must have done something to have caused this. Like, where were you doing? Why were you there? You know, what? So therefore, it became a double trauma for me, in that whole experience. So, you know, it's like, either way, whether you held on to it and didn't share or shared it, there was an opportunity for even more trauma on top of where you had already been.
Yep.
One of the things I noticed, though, when you're in your story, and I have found this with so many people, is you said, I would get a glimpse of light, a moment of strength, a time when my truth would just squeeze its way from deep down inside me to show me that this was not my reality. The situation I was in was not my path. And so you already had innately, right, something inside of you. What did you think? What do you think that is? What is that definition for you? And how has that grown? Because I think we all have that, but we're all shutting it down, right?
Yeah, I think it's just our inner power of our core and truth of who we are as an individual, as a human being. Mm-hmm. And when I was in that relationship and, you know, experienced the verbal abuse and basically belittling and whatever he could do to strip any sort of power away from me, he would. And I would get these moments when it's like, no, this is not what I'm destined to do. This is not what I'm destined to be in. This is not what I deserve. And I know that this is not okay. And this doesn't feel right. And I would get those moments of truth. And then, you know, he was older than me and manipulated me like crazy. And it was months of this pattern. And then it was finally, you know, I'm actually, in a way, appreciate the circumstance that happened because it did get me out of the relationship. You know, I don't know how long the pattern would have gone on if he didn't do that final act where I was like, no more, never again. Yeah. And so I've been able to look at it differently now because of my healing process, and I've been able to do that. And I've actually been able to forgive him and see his own issues, his own pain and anger, and his own way of manifesting that. Do I agree with it? And do I think that it was okay? Of course not. But I can't hold on to any sort of anger or pain or resentment towards him for it. And I can actually see that the circumstances led me to where I am today, and I can have gratitude for that.
You have taken the words out of my mouth, gratitude. I actually talk about gratitude through trauma, and I talk about the experience of how when you finally get to a place where you can have gratitude for the worst, the shittiest things that have happened, because they're the things that brought you to where you are today, then it changes everything for you. And so I love the fact that you have come to a place where now you can use this as a way to bridge a gap with other women and talk about their sexuality and start to, you know, debunk reality around how to do this. So you have these doTERRA oils that you work with. You're a wellness advocate. You've got this this passion and this mission to really break open some ideas around sexuality. So can you share with the audience a little bit more about what is your mission? What are you here to share, and how are you doing that right now through what you're up to?
Yeah, so empowerment is a big thing for me. So becoming empowered with health, you know, as a background as a nurse, I felt so disempowered in the current healthcare system. Mm-hmm. And so being able to use alternative medicine like essential oils and homeopathics and diet and nutrition and, you know, the mind, I'm a firm believer that anything that's pretty much manifesting physically has an emotional component underneath. So looking at that and how can we deal with that and be open to being open to realizing the connection, because a lot of people are like, there's no way, but being open to that. So empowerment's a huge mission for me. And then now, you know, since my own healing, I've been really like, just really pushed on the path with empowerment with the sexuality. So I'm going to be working to become a sex, love, and relationship coach and really develop those tools to help other women and help couples and relationships and be able to really further that aspect of things. And just holistic living in general. So again, I think of it as a big, huge circle. And the one piece is like the health and then the mind and relationships, communication. Mm. I mean, we all needed to take a class on how to actually effectively communicate because we don't. And we hide so much things. So like communication and sexuality and really taking the, all these different pieces to put them together for people to just feel whole again. I think so many people walk around and they just don't feel whole and complete. And we're all beautiful human beings of who we are, but we just are maybe missing a couple little pieces that will make us feel that whole and complete of who we are. So that's my mission. That's my path.
I love it. And I love where you're going. I've had several clients that have been in the sexual embodiment realm and do work in that area. And I'll definitely have to connect you with a few of them. And you know, I agree with you that it's so important to empower and make that connection, and that it is more than just one piece. Like it's several different things, and we've got to work on these layers and these pieces of the pie and put them all together so that we can really make that difference. And yet I know that also, even though there's all these different layers and things, that when we're trying to transform our lives, many believe that it takes a complete overhaul. And yeah. what I believe is that it takes one small step at a time. You know, really? One little thing, and it's going to get you there in the long run. So what is one ritual or practice or thing that you cannot live without? Like a 5-minute solution, something that you could give to our audience today that they can start right away into making that that next step in their life?
I think the most important thing that a lot of us just don't think about is a ritual to put yourself first. We are giving, and a lot of times it's this, and then me. And so whatever that may be for you, I mean, I was just deep breathing and just connecting before I even got onto this call. You know, last night I just like, I'm just going to go soak in the bath. Mm-hmm. And so doing something every single day, whether it's 2 minutes of deep breathing or a yoga practice or journaling or coloring or something that's going to connect you and allow you some just time, that just time for you. I think that's really important for us as human beings.
That is for real a shot of truth serum. Put yourself first, put your mask on first before you help anybody else. Do it for you, number one, because if you're dead or sick, you can't help anybody, right? And or even if you're just mentally, if you're numb, right? Yeah. You must give from a cup that is overflowing instead of a cup that's half empty. Yeah. And the only way to fill your own cup is to allow it to overflow by doing some of the things. So you said you love to give, you love to take baths, you love to do yoga. What are some other things that you do for yourself that you...
Writing. I really love to write. Yeah. So I've, this book actually opened up that for me. I developed some story of, I'm such a crappy writer and I suck at writing. And as I wrote the book, it was just like, whoa. And then I reread it and I'm like, I think that's pretty good.
Yeah, it's great, everybody. So you're going to have to get the book. It comes out on September 26, 2017. It's going to on Amazon.com, Women Who Inspire. And I'll tell you, every single woman in the book, the 20 of us, that all inspirational stories, and yours, and I hope you keep going and write some more. This is my second book, and I have two more already in the works that are private books. I'm already a best-selling author. So, and by the way, we're going to best-selling number one for this one. I know it. I can feel it in my heart already. And so I'm so glad that writing is one of your things. It is one of mine too. So, okay. So Missy, before I ask the last two questions that I have for us today, I want you to share with everyone how they can find you, where they can go so that they can follow you, watch you, get to know more about you.
The best place is just going to my website. It's Missy and then the letter A, Garcia.com. Because from there, you can read my blogs, you can follow me on all the different platforms, social media, you can get my holistic living workbook and start to go through those questions and start to really open up some truth of where you're at currently and where you may want to make some changes. And then, that's the best place to go.
Great. So it's missyagarcia.com, missyagarcia.com, just in case you know how to spell her name. And you can find, again, go from there. You can connect to her in any way possible. Yeah. So, Missy, if you could do one thing in this world before you pass to the next realm, whatever your belief system is, one thing, whether it was an adventure or it doesn't have to be business related, but it can be world related. What's something that you've got to do?
Oh, travel the world. I want to see the world. I love traveling. I love to experience different cultures. And, you know, that's one of the best things I love doing with my family. And so continue to travel and experience that because I get so much inspiration too from that. And so yeah, that's it.
Well, I know that you're in Auckland, New Zealand, and I'm headed to New Zealand here soon, and I'm so excited. So, but where's next for you to travel to? What's next on your list? Where's the next destination?
I've been really pulled to go to Sri Lanka. I've been really interested in going there. Thailand's on my list. We're going to be going to Mexico soon. So yeah, we definitely go somewhere at least once a year as a family to a different culture. For, I think it's really important for my kids who are currently 6 and 4 to be able to experience that.
Yeah, so. That will be, I think it's even more powerful than teaching them anything in school is the experiencing them. When I took my daughter to see other cultures, she opened up and experienced more and learned more from that kind of interaction than you could ever teach somebody sitting in a school. I don't care what you're teaching them. So, that is so incredible. All right. And the last question, you are 110 years old. I love it because of the 11 and you're on your deathbed and nobody can come see you except for one person. He's a reporter and he comes in and he's going to be doing your epilogue and your obituary. And he asks, he says, if you had one truth that you could leave for all of your friends, family, and humanity to know, what would you say?
You're amazing. You just have to be open to seeing that.
You're amazing. You just have to be open to seeing that. That's beautiful. Thank you, Missy, so much for joining us on Truth Serum. Today has been your daily Truth Serum, your daily shot of understanding about sexuality. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Da-da-da.